Our global expansion has been by all means gradual. I would definitely say that we took a conservative approach overall because of personal philosophies and as a response to how volatile the market has been the past decade. In terms of going global, we followed a relatively simple three-step plan. First, we were able to secure a government contract about 5 years ago. Federal contracts were a great way to establish stability business-wide. It was no secret around our offices that we had been interested in pursuing a government contract for a while. It wasn't as easy as we thought it was going to be, but it was a big relief when it finally happened. The stability that resulted from the government contract was most likely the final step in allowing us to feel comfortable with the merger we've participated in about a year later. For one, it proved to the company that we ultimately merged with that we were a viable partner. Second, it put us in a position that would allow most of the executive staff to remain intact. They wanted to retain their CFO, which ended up working out fine for us. Otherwise, we moved into business with a firm that had been friends to us for some time and nearly doubled our output. So, with the big upturn in production, along with continued steady growth, we began to look at opportunities to expand globally. We first established clients in other markets, including Europe and South Asia. Once we saw positive feedback, we started to build offices in those places to have on-site management teams. It was only about 2 years ago, and today we have an ever-growing international staff and identity. There will always be the risk of something like this. However, we have tried to eliminate as much risk as possible with making the timeline longer. It's also possible that we could have done it sooner, but we are very happy to be considered an international company now.